Hello, everyone. This is Dr. Will Horton, and today we're going to be doing a No More Auditioning Fear. Before I click it over and put up the PowerPoint, I just want to introduce myself so you could see me, because when I put up the PowerPoint, it's a lot smaller. But still, you know, I'm very passionate about this because, you know, as a person that's been an actor since I was 21 years old, I didn't act in high school. I got into it after the service, and you'll hear my story a little bit later, but this is all about you and you learning how to master the auditioning process in a way very few people do. So let me just jump in and start, because I want to give you some information. So I'm going to start the PowerPoint. And again, this is No More Auditioning Fear and how to use your brain to do it. And we all know that it's no secret that if you're being good at auditioning leads to instant credibility. Because if you audition for a casting director, a director, whether that's, you know, stage, film, or TV, even if you don't get that part, if you are a good auditioner, they may remember you for other things. We always hear those stories. It makes you an expert actor if you can audition, especially if you get good at it. And I've worked with a couple of people, and then they were in an audition, and the casting director said, can you wait around a while, and then gave them different sides, so they got to, you know, do a double auditioning. And we got to remember, it's no secret, that casting directors really only look at your audition. If you're self-tape and you're sending in, that's all they're going to see. Or if you're in the room, that's it. You know, it's a very fast thing. And of course, nailing an audition opens the doors to other projects. Even if you didn't get cast in this one, you might get cast in this one. We always hear those kind of stories that, you know, they auditioned for this project, they didn't get it, but the director, the casting director, or the AD remembered them, and then they went to the next project. So I want to tell you three secrets. It's why you're set up to fail when it comes to the auditioning process, right? What we know about fear in auditioning is wrong, and why it's based in your neurology. And secret number three, why you have to change from the inside out to have a new relationship with auditioning if you want to overcome this. Now, as I get started, I always do the little thing where I say, you know, I've done a lot of things right. I was blessed to go to the American Academy of Dramatic Arts right after the military. Got involved with, took classes at Second City. You know, I've still studying the craft. I still take acting classes. I've been in 125 plays at all levels, regional, community, professional, you know, so I've done a lot in that. Several small films. It's, you know, I'm studying the craft of film acting now. And I'm a psychologist, a certified addiction counselor. I'm an author, written a few books. I'm a master NLP trainer and hypnosis trainer. But I've done a lot of things wrong, right? Even though I got into hypnosis and NLP because basically an addiction took away my acting career. In fact, it took away two careers. I was in the military. I was going to do that, be a pilot. And my addiction, alcohol, took that away. And then I was still lucky enough to get, after I got out of the service, to go to acting school and got into the American Academy and was doing quite well. And my addiction took that away. So it took a few years of the active addiction that I finally started to really recover. And once I got on the program of recovery and I started to get better, I went back and learned hypnosis and NLP, because that's what really helped me. And so I kind of had a dual track, and I got back into acting, but it was on the side, to be honest, because I would be doing a lot of plays. But I went back to school, got my doctorate in psychology. I studied hypnosis and NLP. I've been blessed to teach hypnosis and NLP all over the world. But what's interesting, the reason I say that, is I never really used hypnosis and NLP for acting. Even though I would have a booming private practice in the Chicago area, here in Florida, other things, I just never did it, right? I think it was because I compartmentalized. This is what I did for a living. And then, you know, this was my acting. Now, I would use self-hypnosis that we'll talk about and some things like that. But, yeah, I'd be in a lot of shows and people didn't know what I did. But I learned the hard way, because Spate stepped in. I had a few actors just in the last couple of years, they started to call. One was an actress, in fact, who called because she got cast in a film. She was in her, I don't know age, but I would say mid-40s, but she smoked when she was younger, and then she quit. She used hypnosis to quit smoking. Great. Well, she gets cast in a film, and it was a period piece, like a film noir kind of thing. And the director wanted people to smoke, right? The director wanted people to smoke. And we could argue whether that's right or wrong. That's irrelevant. And you know, as actors, you don't want someone that doesn't know how to hold a cigarette, doesn't look comfortable doing it. So, you know, and because she used to be a smoker, she goes, I could do this. And with the intention of when they wrap the film, she would wrap the smoking. Well, guess what? You know, it's 6 months later, she's still smoking. So she wanted to know, could I help her? Right. So she came in, we started talking. Great. Then not too long after that, and it was sort of a referral from her, she had an actor who she knew, younger guy, called me up. He needed to muscle up because he was in the final auditions for a role where, you know, he had to be all buff. And he had an issue with trying to gain weight. So we worked with that. Of course, and then I've had other people about losing weight, you know, both actors and actresses, but also just, you know, regular people, but a lot of that. So it's kind of like that. And then I had a few people recently begin to contact me about handling success and stopping self-sabotage with using the hypnosis and NLP, because they would get an audition and they would forget the day, you know, and not show up. They would do other things to self-sabotage the audition. So they wanted to know, would hypnosis help that? Yes. So we started to work with it. So that's kind of how I got into it, and I've been doing it. And so let's get back to auditioning, because that's what you're here for. So what's tried when it comes to auditioning? Self-discipline. You know, I'm just going to control my breathing. I'm going to be focused and energized, right? Maybe read books on auditioning. You could take some classes, and they're always good. I love taking classes, and they can help maybe with the technical side of it or developing your character or nailing this. But what about what really sabotages you? Why don't they work, right? Well, it has to do with those three secrets I talked about. Why you're set up to fail. What we know about fear in the auditioning process is wrong, and why you just can't talk yourself out of it. And why you have to change from the inside out and develop a new relationship with auditioning, right? Well, number one, we're set up to fail, right? Because fear is normal. It's there to keep us alive, as is the human thing to not be rejected and to not be judged. This is in your DNA, because for most of history, if you were rejected, thrown out of your group, your tribe, you weren't chosen, it led to death, right? And if you were judged, it led to death. So it's kind of in our DNA, and we start getting afraid. So the DNA kicks in, and it's a physical response that words don't work. A lot of times you can't even describe the fear you have when you're auditioning, because it's not really a physical threat. You know, you're not going to get shot if you don't get the job. But it's like, and it's like beyond words, you know, only us actors can relate to it. A lot of people go, well, why would you put yourself through it? But it's a physical response. So that's number one, we're set up to fail. Number two, the truth about fear, right? It's a gift. It's there to keep you alive. Because when you first get a boost of fear a little bit, right, you start getting afraid, your peripheral vision opens up. You get a boost of energy. You're up, you know, you're like ready to go. Because if you've ever been exhausted after an audition, and it has to do with the adrenaline response that kicks in with what's going on, right? And a little fear is great because it kicks in that fight response, right? Because you, when you get afraid, you have fight, flight, or freeze. And the fight is when you get up and you're ready to go. So it gives you energy, gets you going, right? But what happens to most of us, right? And there's only two ways to overcome it, is you get that adrenaline boost, but then it starts a cascade effect. And then fear shuts you down. So you go from the fight to the flight response, or you go into the freeze response. Have you ever frozen in an audition? You just go blank. Okay, you knew the lines backward and forwards, you know, till they call you in the room or till you hit record, and then that, right? Because it's too much of it. So you go from being ready to being shut down. You either want to run away. You ever felt like you had to run away from an audition? Or you, like I said, you freeze. So it's there. This is in your DNA. And number three, the big secret is you really have to redo your relationship with the auditioning process. You have to learn subconsciously to reset your fear response. And platitudes don't work. There's two things that work. What we'll do today, where you begin to reprogram your mind using an NLP technique, or a lot of auditioning experience. But what I have to stress here, it's like the research kind of says you have to do something 25 times consecutively, rather quickly, almost daily, right? And then you can't take a long break. You can't do all these auditions, you know, like you're auditioning every day or two for a month and then something happens. And in our field, we're set up to fail. I should put secret number three. If you audition, you get into your groove auditioning, and then you get cast, you know, in a play or a movie that takes you out of the loop for a few weeks or months, you know? And then, so you lose that mojo that you develop, which is the only other way to do it. So here's what you need to do in four steps. You need to remove the internal conflict and reset what it is to audition. You need to plan your audition subconsciously. You need to learn to set self-anchors, which is what we're going to do today with a process called theater of the mind. And you need to keep it going, right? So number one is you need to remove those internal conflicts. The easiest way, at the lightest way, and later, for those that want, I'm going to give you a chance to get a free hypnotic audio. And I'm not going to sell anything today. You just have to email me and I'll send you the free audio, which will reinforce what we're going to do today. But one of the first things is decide what you want your audition to do, right? And it's just maybe to get in front of the casting director. Of course, you want the job, but it's this or that. But if you redo your decision on what the audition is, right? I'm just auditioning, I'm practicing. Whatever it is, it helps. And then you need to accept the fact that, yes, you're being judged. Yes, you're being assessed. But it's also a snapshot in time. It's why you always hear a lot of actors, whether it's film, TV, or theater, talk about if they get behind the scenes in it, you know, like they become an AD or they help out, they do other things, it changes your perception of the auditioning process, right? Sometimes it softens it. I know when I started directing theater, it changed. Oh, okay. Because now I understood what it was like that, you know, nothing against you. It's not that I don't want, you're a great actor or an actress. It's just, it's not going to fit with what I'm putting up there today. And basically accept this, and this is so important, which is you go and you do your audition. It's a snapshot in time. Maybe you did a kick-ass job. Maybe you did a job, but it's a snapshot in time. It will change. Right? Every time you see a snapshot, it's not how you look 6 months ago. It's not how you're going to look 6 months from now. It's how you look at that moment in time. And once you realize that's what the audition is, right? You do the best you can until you learn something better, and then you do that. And that's basically what it is. So that's step one. Step two, what are your markers for fear? Where do you first feel it, right? What color is it? Is it moving or still? Have you ever had a little fear that motivated you? We're going to do a process in a moment, but this is the first part. When you start feeling afraid, you feel it on the drive. If let's say it's a live audition, on the drive in while you're waiting, till you get called into the room, where do you first feel and where in your body do you feel it? So where is the first, what starts it? Where do you first feel it? And when you feel it, what color is it? You know, does your fear have a color? It sounds weird, but you could think about it, right? And it's probably a different kind of fear than if you've been physically afraid for your life, right? It's a different kind of fear. And when you feel it, a lot of people feel it down here, right around the solar plexus or below that. And is it moving or still? And again, have you ever had a little bit of fear that motivated you? Okay. And what we want to do, step three, is use the fear response for focus, power, and control. We want to step into it and then develop a physical cue where you could breathe into your fear and use it to be more energetic when you do any kind of audition, right? Whether it's on film, whether you're in the room and they're filming it, or it's a theater audition, whatever it is, you know, energy comes through, even through the camera, right? And step four, we're going to use the theater of the mind. We're going to do an exercise called the circle of excellence, right? And I'm going to walk you through it in a moment, right? And it's where you are at your very best, right? And we're going to do this technique, and you're going to be able to take it with you wherever you go, right? And we're going to also access times you were great when we put it into your circle, right? So let's do this. If you're going to do this technique, it will change your life. It'll change your auditioning. First of all, you need to be standing up, right? And if you can imagine a circle on the floor, a circle right in front of you, right? And if this was your circle of excellence, this was you at your very best, you at your ready to kick ass and take names. I mean, this is you at your booyah, you're ready to go. What color is your circle of excellence, right? What color is it, right? Is it, and just describe it in your mind's eye to yourself. Is it red? Is it blue? Is it backlit? What is it, right? What sounds do you think are in your circle of excellence? Maybe it's, standing ovation, you know, or the director going, oh, that was great, whatever it is, right? Whatever it is, what sounds are in your circle of excellence? What feelings? Do you feel energized and focused, or do you feel calm and relaxed, or a combination of those? You know, that little weird zone effect, right? Do you notice anything else, right? This is your circle of excellence, so really notice it. Great. Now what I want you to do is I want you to close your eyes, and I want you to think about a time in your life you did great. You know, you maybe you had a kick-ass performance, kick-ass audition, but you were great. You were on, right? And begin to feel that feeling of what it feels like to know that you did great. And as you're feeling that feeling, kind of step into your circle and breathe it in. Breathe it in, right? This is you at your very best. Breathe in the color, the sound, the feeling. And bring that feeling of you at your very best you had anyway. Good. Now step out. Good. Now open your eyes. Now what I want you to do, we're going to double that, right? Make that color stronger. Make the feeling stronger. This is you at your very best times two. And what this time when we step into it, I'm going to ask you to give yourself an anchor or a signal. It might be making a fist. It could be making an okay sign. It could be rubbing your thighs as you're standing there. This is something you can do when you get ready to audition. You could always go, and now you're ready to go. And when, you know, and then you can do your audition or, you know, rub your thighs or some people do. Okay, I'm ready. This is you getting into it, right? So now imagine the circle on the floor. This is you at your very best. Make the colors brighter, the sounds feeler, amplify everything. Now close your eyes and think of another time you were at your very best. Maybe physically, maybe you danced great. Maybe you had a good workout. Whatever it was, but you were physically on, you were in control, you felt great. Now, as you're feeling those feelings, step into that circle, take a breathe in, breathe it in. And as you do now, make your signal, maybe it's a fist or the, yeah, this is me at my very best. I'm kicking ass, I'm taking names, I'm good, I'm on, right? Good. Now what I want you to do, step out. Now we're going to add one level, and this is magic. You have your circle on the floor. This is your circle of excellence. So now whenever you audition, you can imagine that circle's right there. If it's a, you know, if you're in the room, if you're self-taping, it's right there. Wherever you are, you're there. But it is going to do something magical, right? It's going to ripple out. When you step into the circle this time, it's going to engulf the people in front of you, whether it's the casting director, the director, if they're not there, if it's just the camera, it engulfs the camera. You know, it's going to help you become one of those people where the camera loves you. We've heard that said, you know, the camera loves you because your energy is going to envelop the camera and the people around you. Ready? So now imagine that circle, make the colors brighter, the sounds more intense, the feelings more amplified. Yeah. Now close your eyes. Think of a time you were great. You were on, could be in anything, but yes, this is me at my very best. Now step into the circle, breathe it in. Give yourself that signal. I use this one. Maybe you make a fist. Maybe you pull your ear, whatever works. Now imagine that energy just rippling out. If there's a casting director sitting there in front of you or a director or the camera, it just envelops the camera in light and love. Now step back out. Good. Good. Now you can take that circle with you and remember this, and you need to practice this a couple of times. And what if you really want to take this to the magical level, every time you do something great, maybe you have a fabulous workout, maybe you go dancing and you're just really into it, you can dance well. Maybe you do a great audition, maybe you do a great performance in something. As soon as you do, fire up your anchor, add that state so you become consistent and good. So what we just did, we started the process to get you ready to start, you know? And we'll finish with a session to remove conflict. Right. And so it's going to be a lot of fun. And this one's hypnotic, so you're going to be able have to sit down, relax, and be able to do some stuff. But here's what I want you to have. You know, this is what I'm developing with Hypnotic Actor: a clear idea of subconscious acting, right? And the first level would be comfort in auditioning, right? Because until you get the type of career where you don't really have to audition, you know, you're going to constantly be auditioning. And we want to be able to use your new skills comfortably and easily, you know, and then start auditioning with these new skills. So then your acting will go to the next level, and then and it just keeps growing. And learn to use hypnosis to develop a character from the inside out. Have you ever had a seen someone that their performance is mesmerizing? It's hypnotic, right? Maybe they unconsciously do some of the things we're talking about. You can use hypnosis and these NLP things to develop the character from the inside out. We talk about inhabiting the character, the becoming the character. So we're going to do that. You can also use hypnosis for memory, right, to help you remember your lines easier and quicker, right? And so they flow off. And here's a big one: overcoming self-sabotage, whether it's shame, guilt, remorse. You know, you don't want to sabotage your career. And then lastly, for all the personal goals that we have as human beings, not just as actors, maybe you need to lose weight, gain weight. Sometimes you get a part, you need to gain weight. Then you have to lose weight. Maybe you need to stop smoking. Maybe you need to get in shape. Maybe you need better confidence. Maybe you work on your relationships so you're with anyone, right? So that's kind of what I do. And like I said, I helped that actress who had started smoking because she was in a film and it refired up her old smoking addiction. And she was finding it hard to quit. So that's when she reached out. The guy that needed to work out a little harder to get a little bit more buff, he was actually sabotaging himself because he wouldn't make the time to go work out, right? So he was eating a little bit more, but he was starting to get flabby instead of buff. So I have many of these testimonials. And then the last few months, I've really started to help actors and actresses to begin to inhabit the character that they're developing subconsciously. You know, so you use a hypnosis process. It only takes about 30 minutes. You develop the character. So when you step into it, it becomes more real each time. And I've just finished working with someone who is working on shutting off that critical factor so they quit watching themselves as they act, right? And they just kind of just jump in and become fearless, right? Now, as I begin to think about this, I had two choices. I could try to develop a program that would just get out there, or I could develop a bigger program. That's what I'm doing, but I'm not selling anything today. And I'm not an acting coach, because we all know serious actors take classes, whether, you know, they take their acting class or scene study class, and maybe they study improv, voice, dance, depending on what you do, right? So I'm not an acting coach. What I do is I help you with your internal state to become a better actor. And if you have any questions, contact me at hypnoticactor@gmail.com. It's a site I'm trying to build. It's doing this now. I already have set up some seminars. The first one is in New York City in May 2020. About a dozen actors already signed up for it, where it's going to be become a hypnotic actor. How to use hypnosis and NLP to the process we just did, like the circle of excellence for auditioning. Then we'll do a thing on hypnotic character development. We'll do a little process on memory enhancement, do a little process on charisma, do a little process on, you know, being able to you tap into your creativity even more to become a spontaneous actor. We're going to do all those things. It's going to be a lot of fun, right? And so, you know, that's coming soon. But what we're going to do now, and I'm going to record this on a different track. So if you just bear with me. So if you want to do this process, this is overcoming auditioning fear. Good. So what I want you to do is just sit back and take a nice deep breath. And again, only listen to this when you can relax and let go. Not when you're driving a car or doing anything you need your conscious awareness. This is for you to relax. And today we're going to work on overcoming auditioning fear. And first of all, as you relax, just close your eyes, take a deep breath, and let go. And what I want you to do is roll your eyes up underneath your eyelids like you're trying to look through the top of your head with your eyes closed. And as you do, I want you to imagine your eyelids become loose and limp and relaxed. Your eyelids become loose and limp and relaxed. So keep looking up with your eyes closed. So you're trying to look through the top of your head. And your eyes are shut so tight as you're looking up, you can't open your eyes. The more you try, the more you can't. Your eyebrows are shut tight, tight, tight. The more you try, the more you can't. Take a deep breath and just relax. Now, just let your eyes close. Keep your eyes closed and go deeper and deeper. Good. And now what I want you to do, before we relax any deeper, I'd like you to think about, really think about the fact that fear of auditioning is normal. Even big stars talk about having a fear of auditioning, especially when they were unknown stars, and so they had to audition a lot. And I was just reading, as you relax now, just take another deep breath, of an actor, a rather big name actor, that wanted a part that was kind of out of his wheelhouse, as we would say, in acting. And so he arranged to meet with the director and the producer and ask for an audition. And they were surprised because he's a, you know, A-list actor. But, of course, they accepted. And he talked about how afraid he was because he really hadn't had to audition in many, many years. And so he was surprised it still came back. So being fearful of auditioning is normal. And so you can begin to realize that, like we said, it's normal, right? So what I want you to do is I want you to find that part of yourself that really wants to be the best actor you could be, the best actor you can be, and let that part of you just take a shape, a color, a sound, a feeling. This is the part of you that got you to want to be an actor in the first place, that maybe has you study the craft, read the books, watch a great acting performance, and know that you can do it. This is the part of you that wants to be a great actor. Right? And now what I'd like you to do is thank this part of you because it got you to listen to this. It's getting you to increase your craft skills exponentially. So I'd like to thank this part. And at the highest level, this part wants you to be safe, healthy, happy, and secure. And that's great. And now next to it in your mind's eye, imagine the part of yourself. Maybe you have that little part of yourself that sabotages you a little bit, gets the fear to come up too much, right? That part of you. And let that part of you take a color, a shape, a sound, a feeling. Now the part of you that's doing this is reacting on genetics. When you walk into a casting situation, whether it's film or TV or theater, or even if you're self-taping, you know, you really know that fear is there, but this part of you is kind of let it get amplified. So this, what I'd like you to do is realize this is normal, and we're not going to take away this ability to be a fear, to be afraid of certain things. We want to use that fear to keep you alive. Plus, there may be times in your acting you need to act afraid. All we're going to do is channel it now. So the part of you that wants to be a great actor and the part of you that gets you to be overly afraid in an audition because thinking you have to be perfect or thinking that this is everything, whatever it is, they begin to negotiate. The part of you that wants to do it can assure the part of you that's kind of sabotaging it that you can do this and it'll only make you a better actor. At the highest level, it just wants you to be safe, healthy, happy, and secure. Great. And so as this is happening now, these two parts face each other and work out every single detail for you to begin to channel that ability to love an audition, to know that this is where you get to really practice the craft, because you might be reading something that is new. No other actor has really put it on film or on the stage yet. So you get to bring it to life. And even if it's something in a revival, you're bringing it to life today. Suddenly, the part of you that used to be afraid of sabotaging grabs the idea that this is wonderful. It's fun. And that it's just an audition. And you're able to just put it in the back of your mind the moment it's over. And so it's so much fun that you want to do more and more of them. And so then it's easy for you again to imagine that circle of excellence on the floor, that circle of you at your very best. And then you can step into it, breathe it in and feel that power, fire that anchor, whether it's me, it's shaking my hands. You could be making a fist or an okay sign or pulling your ear. This is going to put you in the perfect place for the power and focus and control. And so you have a little bit of that boost from the adrenaline, but you're able to focus it into the same way an elite athlete focuses their game at the next level. The same way you can do that now. You're totally there. It puts you in the zone instantly. And this can also kick in when you're doing a character work. It's instant. And because it's what you want, what you need, and what you desire, nothing can stop you. Nothing can hold you back from you doing what you really need and want to do. And because you're so relaxed and at ease, all of these suggestions begin to go directly into your subconscious mind. They begin to make a deep and lasting an impression there. So deep, so lasting that nothing will erase it. In fact, every part of you wants to succeed at this. In fact, the parts of you that used to sabotage you are gone. And you're able to focus and be energized and step into what you want, what you need, and what you desire. What you want, what you need, and what you desire. And so, developing the character in that instant audition process becomes real for you. It becomes fun. It becomes natural. Never again will you go backwards. Just because you've chosen one way in the past, you didn't know how not to be afraid. Now that you know, you can do what you know. Because you didn't know what you didn't know, but now that you know, it's easy to begin to enjoy the auditioning process. So the next time you're in an audition, especially if it's in a room with other actors and they're all nervous, it'll make you smile in your heart and in your head, because your energy just irradiates the room and you're having so much fun. You're actually looking forward to just doing the best that you can and leaving it there. And so every day and every way, this grows stronger and stronger and stronger. So strong, so focused that nothing will be able to erase it. And starting now and for the rest of your life, you feel very good in body, mind, and spirit. Because this is what you want, this is what you need, this is what you desire. And so every day in every way, you begin to do the things that you really want. You begin to do the things that you really, really need. And because it's what you need, what you want, nothing can stop you. Nothing can stop you at all. Every day in every way, you begin to do even better and better and better. And because it's what you want, what you need, and what you desire, you'll be surprised and delighted at how easy and effortless the changes start to become. How easy and effortless these changes start to become. In fact, the more you try to fight it, the more they settle in deeper and deeper now. The more you try to fight it, the more they settle in deeper and deeper now. Every day in every way, you feel better. And again, imagine your circle on the floor. This is your circle of excellence. And you take it with you whenever you audition or perform. And it makes you a better, stronger actor. Good. And now I'm going to count from 1 to 5 and bring you back. But you come back feeling better than before for our little fast session. 1, coming on up. 2, drifting to the surface. 3, wide awake, clear-headed, and refreshed. 4, opening your eyes. And 5, open your eyes, come on back. Cool. All right, let me turn on the camera. Cool. All right. Well, I just wanted to do a quick little example of what this is. Enjoy this. Give me feedback. Let me know at hypnoticactor@gmail.com. And look for more info on the seminars. Like I say, New York City, LA, Atlanta, Florida. The first one up is New York City in May. It's going to be a lot of fun. And I will see you all as we trudge the road to happy destiny. Have a great day.